The Blind Bards of the Causeway Coast. Musicians from the Causeway Coast have helped to define what it means to be Irish to millions around the world. By the 16th century, training as an itinerant harper was often preserved for the blind children of chiefs and gentlemen. Rory Doll, Blind Rory, O'Cahan's family, had lost their lands around Coleraine and Limavady at the end of the 16th century. In exile, he became the most renowned musician in Scotland and composed the airs Give Me Your Hand and O'Cahan's Lament. This last tune became known as the Londonderry Air and is better known today as Danny Boy. Many old Irish tunes were recorded thanks to the harper Denis O'Himsey, 1695 to 1807 of Garva. Before O'Himsey's death at McGilligan, he relayed many of the songs he had heard throughout his life to Edward Bunting, who published them in the Ancient Music of Ireland. The memoirs of Arthur O'Neill, 1737 to 1816, show that harpers were often employed by Protestant as well as Catholic patrons. O'Neill's first position was in the home of Hugh Boyd of Ballycastle. The archives of folklorist Sam Henry reveal that our area's bardic traditions continued into later years. During World War II, John McNichol, known as the Blind Bard of Knockanboy, composed many poems and songs inspired by local men and women, especially the female evacuees from Belfast.